and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
It's February the 15th. Valentine's Day is over.
For most people, unless you forgot.
Oh, yeah. Golly, how did you forget Valentine's Day? If that is you, I feel so bad for the situation you're in. Or if you went to bed in a fight. Because sometimes that happens.
Don't ever do that.
Oh, it happens.
You can't do it.
Valentine's Day, it happens, though. People sometimes get a little bit fired up on Valentine's Day.
Were you one of those?
No, we did okay. We went out for a nice family dinner and all that kind of stuff.
So it's good.
I did tell Kai last night, and I tweeted about this and put it on my Instagram. I said, buddy, let's take a picture together because you're my Valentine. He said, Dad, that's kind of weird.
I can hear him saying that.
I'm like, what do you mean? I said, you're always going to be my Valentine, but Dad. That's weird.
Because he's used to the whole boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, Valentine thing. So it makes him, I can see him saying that.
But I did a deal on social media where I was asking if people were doing Valentine's or Galentine's. Mm-hmm. And some people said, hey, no, we're not doing either of those. We're doing Kidentine's.
Yeah, seriously.
So, hey, today is Singles Awareness Day. So if you hated Valentine's Day and you didn't even really partake in Galentine's Day, this is a day. Where if you're a single person, you can raise your hand and be proud because we celebrate you today.
Yes. Belle, maybe?
Where is it? Hang on. Somebody's moved it. There you go.
Okay.
Singles Awareness Day in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I had this moment last night where I really thought I was about to ruin Valentine's Day.
Well, that would have been bad.
And I think I did temporarily, but I didn't do it on purpose. And this is where I need you to be honest, and I need you as a female to give me advice on how to handle situations.
Okay.
So, you know, Valentine's Day, we did the surprise thing. Like, she surprised me because we had done the whole, we're not going to buy each other anything.
Mm-hmm.
We know that never works out like that.
Right.
So my vision was we finish up here early. I had a meeting yesterday that was scheduled. I was going to try before my meeting to run in and get her a couple of things and then surprise her.
Yeah.
When she thought I was going to my meeting, but do that all before the meeting. Well, she surprised me first.
She did. And I was here.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So she kind of ruined that a little bit because then I couldn't leave when I thought I was going to leave.
Although, let me tell everyone, it was really sweet and Kai was with her and he brought you a box of chocolates.
Which are gone. By the way, they did not last long. But the whole deal was, so that kind of messed me up a little bit, right? So I go and I get her some stuff and Kai and I do that together and she's all excited and blah, blah, blah. So last night we decide we're going to go out to dinner and we know dinner's going to be kind of busy, but she wanted to feel pretty on Valentine's Day. So it's about 7 o'clock when we decide to go out to dinner and she wants to take a shower and do her hair and put on her makeup.
Okay, yeah. I totally get it.
7 o'clock, by the way. Did I say it was 7 o'clock at night on Valentine's?
Mm-hmm.
And literally, she had all day that she could have done that, and it was 7 o'clock when she decided, right? So she puts on an outfit, and this is where I failed. She looked over at me as she's drying her hair, she says, what do you think of this shirt? Do you like this shirt? And I, being me... didn't know what to say.
Because you didn't like it.
It wasn't my favorite.
And she can read you. And
I said, I like it. That's how I said it.
No.
And I guess I should have jumped up and like, I'm not worthy something. Because then she's like, you don't like it, do you? And then, because she's trying to clarify. I'm like, son of a... I said, it's not my favorite. And of course, I have now... called her ugly on Valentine's Day.
Basically, that is what she did.
She's like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, I don't even know. Like, it just wasn't my favorite.
Can you explain it? Is there a way you can explain it?
I'm sure it was brand new. That's probably what made her more mad. That's
the thing I was going to say. She probably ordered it online,
right,
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And she got it and she was excited about it and probably felt cute. Yep. And then old Brandon.
She could tell.
Yeah.
But why even ask me? And then if you can tell that I'm not really digging it, just move on. Or wear it, because it doesn't matter.
Put it in the sink and burn it.
No, don't do that if she just paid for it. But like, we've been married for a minute, right?
Yeah.
It's cool if it's like, I don't have to love every outfit.
But we still want y'all to think that we're pretty and cute.
I do think she's gorgeous. I think she's beautiful. It just wasn't my favorite shirt. And she asked me about it, and I lied about it. I lied. I tried to get
through
it.
You tried to lie is what
I
you
tried
did.
To champion that thing, but for whatever reason, she can tell if I lied.
Okay, so what happened? Did she wear it or not?
She changed. And I felt defeated.
Okay, was
mean.
the whole meal a little awkward because there was that little bit of a mm-hmm. twinge of, mm-hmm. you think she's ugly?
That's kind of what it felt like. But it was just, and she's like, why do you not like it? I'm like, I don't really know, but I do know, and I'll tell you, and you can tell me if I should say this.
Oh, Brandon, I already feel like, no, I already, what'd you say?
I didn't have a reason, but I'll tell you what I think the reason is, and you can tell me if I should say it. It was a little too animal.
You don't like animal print.
It was a little too, a little bit.
It had some cheetah.
It was a little bit of something. I don't know if it was a leopard or a cheetah or
so
a
So when
tiger.
I wear that, do you think it's ugly?
I have to go now. This is going nowhere good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is Singles Awareness Day, so raise your hand if you're celebrating that today. Valentine's Day is over.
Yeah.
The sappy posts are over. All the expectations are over. If you're single, we're celebrating you today, and we might as well extend that over the weekend as well.
Sounds
right?
good, yeah.
Let's do that.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip.
Got Your Gossip on my cousin Katy Perry. It's been confirmed that she and her boyfriend Orlando Bloom are engaged. So they've been together off and on about 3 years. And Katy posted several pictures on Instagram, including a picture of herself and Orlando, as well as this huge vintage pink engagement ring. Yeah. And she captioned it, full bloom. So she can be seen crying as she stands under this huge heart-shaped, everything was like Valentine's Day themed. Anyway, she's hugging up with Orlando. She's wearing this pink dress with huge heart-shaped earrings, a blingy heart belt around her waist, and her nails match the ring. So she nice. Might have known that she was going to get engaged. But we have all of Katy Perry's engagement picks up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Got Your Gossip on Kim Kardashian, who woke up to a really neat surprise. Kanye West had, it looks like, hundreds of single stem roses in a big room, right? Imagine their home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rose and a vase, and they're all over the room. Different vases, roses. It's really pretty. And then in the middle of the room is Kenny G, the musician, playing music for Kim Kardashian. It's pretty crazy. This is what it sounds like from Kim Kardashian's Twitter. Hundreds of single stem roses.
Their house is so big it echoes.
It's crazy. And it's legit Kenny G. It's not like it's some dude from the local high school band.
Right.
It's the real musician, Kenny G. Like, what do you pay to get Kenny G to come play your Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Anyway, you can check out the video. There's Kanye smiling about it. It's really sweet. I know Kanye gets all kinds of heat, but he loves Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And you can check out that video on the BBITM blog this morning at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Got Your Gossip on Cardi B. So Cardi B and Bruno Mars have already collaborated in the past with the song Finesse. But today, Cardi B and Bruno just dropped a brand new song called Please Me. Here's a clip of what it sounds like.
And after that, let's do it one more time.
Girl, I ain't one for begging, but now you got me begging. Please me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You got what I want and what I need, baby.
That's a pretty big get to get Bruno Mars in your song.
It is, and I'm sure the video is going to be fun and colorful, so that'll be fun when it comes out. But to hear the full song, go to the BBITM blog.
No.
What?
We can't post that full song. Have you listened to the words of that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. I thought about it because I had it set to go.
Well, if you'd like to hear it, just go to YouTube.
Yeah, because it's there. We can't post those kind of words on our website. I'm telling you that. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Valentine's Day is over. The chocolates, if you're like me and my wife, they're gone.
Yep, they're gone.
Yeah, we totally tore them up. I think I ate half the box when I got home.
Did you like every single one of them?
I love every one of them.
Really?
And Leslie doesn't, Kai doesn't, but for me, it's like, give me every single one of them.
Yeah, I threw half of mine away because there were several I didn't like.
Don't do that. Bring them to me.
You want like a I bit into them.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
That is
you
fine.
Would not do that.
I would do that.
That's not true.
If it's chocolate, I would do that. I probably wouldn't do that for a hamburger because I figure like if you bite into the hamburger, it'd be like slobbery.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe the chocolate. Do you have any left?
Yes.
Because we went in, it was so funny. Kai went into a store with me and we were going to get Leslie some flowers and some chocolates. And he's like, Dad, this stuff is expensive. This is too much.
That's your kid.
This is way too expensive, Dad. And he was telling people as we were walking through the store that stuff was too expensive. And it was overrated is what he was saying.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, oh, stop talking, man. And then a woman stopped us and she either knew me from wrestling or from the radio show. And I'm like, oh, don't tell her it's overrated. Please. Please, you can't do that.
He's just being honest.
I mean, he was, but golly, I liked every bit of the chocolates. Mm-hmm. And I didn't as a kid. I remember not liking those.
It was the orange cream ones I would always bite into and be like, I didn't like orange with chocolate.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the pink cream.
Yeah.
The orange cream, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. But like the ones I savor, because I can kind of figure them out. I think I've had so many of those, I can figure out what the chocolate is. So like I knew which one was going to be the coconut.
Right. And some of them have that little chart where it can tell you what it is.
Oh, I didn't have a chart.
See, I had a chart.
I have intuition.
Oh, my.
I have candy intuition. I'm like the Nostradamus of candy. So I knew which ones were going to be the toffee ones.
Yeah, those are the good
and
ones.
Those are good ones. Mm-hmm. Like those and the coconut ones. Oh. You save those for last.
Yeah, okay.
And if I were to be all the way honest, I saved a couple of pieces for breakfast.
Oh, those are good though.
With coffee?
Ooh, yeah.
And then I thought at one point that my wife had stolen my box of chocolates. So after I told her that I didn't really particularly like one shirt, I said it in a nice way, or I didn't say it, but she took it that way. Then I kind of maybe accused her of eating my candy.
Oh, man, happy Valentine's Day to her.
So here's a lesson for all you young people mm-hmm. who are trying to learn what not to do in relationships.
Yeah.
If you hear me say I do something on the radio, do the opposite.
Perfect.
It'll always work out better for you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What does your shirt say?
It says dog person. Just in case people don't know, I wanted to let everyone know I am a dog person.
I'm a little bit dyslexic this morning, so I wasn't for sure what that said. Let's go ahead and do this. I was like, hey, way to go. Anyway, Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, February the 15th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Couple of anniversaries first. Happy anniversary goes out to Shelly and Willie Jordan. They've been together 26 years, so happy anniversary. And happy anniversary to Willard and Stella Whaley. They're from Piggott. Y'all, they've been married 73 years.
Aw, congratulations.
Happy birthday from your granddaughter, Michelle. All right, celebrating a birthday today, my buddy, Tegan Grace Hesch. Going to Valley View celebrates a birthday today.
So. Happy birthday, Tegan.
Shout out to Tegan. I'm going to play some of Tegan's favorite music coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Alicia Warner of Batesville is celebrating a birthday today. So
happy birthday.
Hunter Haas from Beach Grove turned 6 years old. Kim Vickery of Jonesboro. Trip Clark from Wynn has a birthday. Chris Hicks of Jonesboro
happy birthday.
Craig Hobbs of Harrisburg is 28. Lindley Womack of Truman turns 12. Callie Raper of Osceola turned 7. Blake Ward from Wynn, happy birthday and love from mom and dad. Angela Dunnigan of Jonesboro. Emmeline Pittman of Cherry Valley turns 5. Paula Neer of Jonesboro, 47. Rashad Cypress of Jonesboro celebrates. Austin L. Lewis has a birthday today. And Jordan Taylor from Jonesboro celebrates. Celebrating tomorrow, Bud Schropel on the front row with Bud Row.
Happy birthday, Bud.
He's celebrating. Katie Dorton of Jonesboro celebrates coming up tomorrow, so happy birthday, Katie. Kimberly Langston of Tuckerman. Gary Gray of Lepanto. Kimberly Langston of Tuckerman. You get 2 birthday shout-outs this year.
Oh.
Teresa Johnson of Leechville celebrates. Ida Bell Vinning of Monette turns 7. Chris Puckett from Manila is 10. Josie Real of Pocahontas is 11. Anna Elrod, 23. Sylvia Blount of Paragould celebrating. And Gary Gray, you get another birthday wish as well. Thank you, Kelly Perry.
People double posted them. I'm sorry.
Celebrating on Sunday, Sarah Hicks of Jonesboro celebrates. Chloe Reeves of Jonesboro. Jody Wolf from Wynn. And Mason Ballard of Leechville 14. Doris Singleton of Paragould. Let's see here. Heather Toombs of Jonesboro turns 28. Joseph Payton of Jonesboro 41. Missy Pankey of Paragould has a birthday. And Daria Cassandra Ford of Paragould celebrates on Sunday.
Man, that's a lot.
And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
You have a birthday today. Zachary Gordon is 21. That's the star of The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Amber Riley is 33. She was on Glee. Omarosa is 45 today. Matt Groening is 65 today. That's creator of The Simpsons. On Saturday, The Weeknd is 29.
Oh, let's do the Can't Feel My Face song.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I love it.
Happy birthday to The Weeknd, who celebrates tomorrow.
Elizabeth Olsen is 30 on Saturday. That's Scarlet Witch. Ice-T is going to be 61 tomorrow. On Sunday, we have Ed Sheeran is going to be 28.
Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe
you want some Valentine's Day music, man? Play some Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran turns 28 coming up on Sunday.
Paris Hilton is 38 on Sunday.
One of my favorite actresses.
Really?
Uh-huh. I've seen all of her movies.
Billy Joe Armstrong is 47, Green Day.
No time that sets the world around.
What?
Cause you know where I'll be found when I come around.
Another one of your girlfriends, Denise Richards, is 48 on Sunday.
All right.
Michael Jordan, 56, worth $1.7 billion.
Golly.
Larry the Cable Guy will be 56 on Sunday. And Richard Karn is 63. That was Tim Allen's assistant, Al Borland, on Home Improvement.
And once again, my friend Tegan Grace Hesch celebrates her birthday today. Going to Valley View.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
She likes this song.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
She's also a big fan of Taylor Swift.
I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. A heartbreak is gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
All right, so Taylor Swift right there. Also, a belated happy birthday that just came in. Remington Crane 13 going to Westside. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Angela Dunnigan, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, Valentine's Day is over. It's done. The sappy posts, all the stuff that some people are like, ugh, gag. Because I saw people doing that.
Yep.
Like, I can't wait to avoid social media today is what people were saying.
Right.
I saw some of that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But today is Singles Awareness Day. So if you are single today, today is all about you.
We celebrate you.
We celebrate being single.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
You can't say that.
No, you can't say that either.
I didn't say it.
You did say that. Brandon. I heard you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling Kelly's husband right freaking now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on. We're excited it's a weekend.
Yes.
We're also seeing that there very well could be a little bit of freezing rain overnight, mm-hmm. So we'll watch that for you overnight and keep you posted.
Country music news. K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was watching some social media videos of country stars celebrating Valentine's Day, right? And I was like, man, they had my ideas, because I did a lot of the stuff for my wife on Valentine's Day, like, you know, the whole Kenny G in the room. And,
right, right. Or you dreamed that you wanted to do
that. I couldn't afford Kenny G, but I got Rupert G. He was the sandwich guy from, do you remember him? From Letter.
So dumb.
He was, that's very random. And for those of you who get it, we'll do like
You're welcome.
Yeah. High five there. Kane Brown surprised his fiance. She walks into the house and there's roses all over the place. It's pretty sweet. He actually posted this. And this is what it sounds like when she walks into the house and sees it all. It's sweet. There's roses. There's candles. You can check out her reaction, which was very much not expecting that. It's up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brothers Osborne just released a really emotional music video for their current single, I Don't Remember Me. Here's what it sounds like.
Did I take a last call, stranger? So I wouldn't have to wake up alone. I heard I was a wild one, I feel like a child son, but I really don't recall. Heard I was a fast one, always was the last one, waiting for the other shoe to fall. I've seen pictures and I've heard stories about the boy I used to be, but I don't remember me. Was I just
It's pretty neat.
And the whole video tells a story of a professional bull rider. He's trying to get his life back while dealing with substance abuse issues. So it's a powerful video with an example of someone's life being changed by someone else. So check out the video. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So I think if you listen to the show, you might know Brett Young's one of my favorite new country guys.
Even though I don't tell you all the time.
Like, I just like his music, right?
As long as the night ends. Text ain't coming home soon. As long as I
Again, that's Brett Young.
Seems like you got it all.
And he signed
out
to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be like a bachelor like Colton. Oh, no, he's not going to be like that. He's actually going to be there performing music coming up on Monday nights.
We can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while.
So Brett Young is headed to The Bachelor coming up on Monday, and that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
National Singles Awareness Day is today. So raise your hand and celebrate. I mean, in a lot of ways, you don't really have a whole lot of expectations for yourself.
Right.
Like, if you just want to go to the beer store, that's cool.
Go get a massage.
Get a massage. You can go do whatever. You watch whatever movie you want.
Celebrate yourself. Go where you want to eat.
Yeah, totally. When you're single, you can do any of that. And then you end up in a relationship or married, and then it all changes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so there's people celebrating Singles Awareness Day today. We had a pretty good Valentine's Day, though, at my place, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, we did... We both tried to surprise each other. We both ended up kind of being like, oh, wow, did we do too much? Did we not do enough? You know, we didn't have a babysitter, so we went out as a family last night.
We're going to celebrate later because we worked, so.
What do you mean you worked?
We worked at the karate school. Like, we didn't really celebrate. We worked.
What'd you get him?
Nothing. A hug.
That is not what you got him.
I promise.
You didn't get your husband
we
anything?
We didn't even do cards.
Oh, my gosh.
We're celebrating next week. I told you.
But you should have done something.
Nope.
Nope. Here's the deal.
But we were good with it.
Nope. We had
it
that rule, too.
It didn't bother us at all.
We had the rule, too.
We actually followed the rule, Brandon.
Well, because I knew she was lying the whole time. I'm just going to give a heads up to any young guy out there who's in a relationship. And there's probably people who went through this yesterday, right? Their person says, hey, don't worry about it. Don't give me anything for Valentine's Day. We'll do something later. Because they all say that. And she said it. And she surprised me. She walked in here when we were on the air.
But it's a coffee. That's not even a big deal.
It was a card.
It's the thought that counts.
It was actually her best card ever because it was very much her.
Oh.
It was like, and it was essentially one of those cards. And these are the kind I like to give too. Like, even through all my faults. You know what
Man,
I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
That is a cheap low blow.
Keep going. I'm just kidding.
No, anyway. So I'm glad you failed completely on Valentine's Day. Makes me feel better about myself. At least I did something. We even went by one of her favorite stores, and we got her a gift card. So we did the... No, it wasn't that store.
Oh.
It wasn't the see-through store.
No, I was talking about Ulta.
No, because I gave Kai some options of places we could go. And I think Kai chose one place because he dislikes the girls that work there.
Oh, yep. I know.
You know the place I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
So he gets in there. I'm having him fill out the card. And he's like, to mom. And he's doing this in front of people while they're up there. You know, we're paying for it. It says, to mom. 100 was the amount we gave on the gift card. And then it said from, but he didn't read it. So her card said, to mom from Leslie.
Aw.
I don't know why he thought he could put her name on there, like her mom name and then her real name, but it was...
Man, from not going to do anything for Valentine's Day to $100 at a store?
Yeah, and she got a car.
Overachiever.
And she got flowers. Kind of picked out the flowers.
Wow.
And then we went out to dinner. I'm telling you, I'm a catch.
Man.
You don't even know what you missed out on a long time ago.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was on social media a few minutes ago checking out our Facebook page, and I realized that we had been direct messaged. There was something in the inbox. So normally I allow you or I allow David to go and handle all of that stuff. Normally I don't even see the stuff.
Right.
But today I'm there. Boom. There's a message from a lady who ran into a problem, and we don't get to do this all that often, but sometimes I think... let's see what people think.
Right. Sometimes a different set of eyes.
Because what happens is, like, this woman probably didn't want to go to her friends and say, let me tell you what my husband did.
Right.
Because sometimes that can be a little bit embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we get the messages and like, we're the fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
So I haven't let Kelly read this yet. I told her not to read it because I want her opinion to be fresh and raw and brand new.
All right.
All right. So let me go ahead and read you the message that came in on our DM and tell me what you would think.
Okay.
All right. I think I need to have music for this, right? It's our group therapy music. All right. The message says this. Hey, y'all. I listen to you every morning while I'm getting my kids ready for school. I heard Brandon say earlier that he almost ruined Valentine's Day. Well, I can take it one step further. My husband's coworker did ruin Valentine's Day. Tell me if this would make you mad. I stopped by my husband's work to surprise him on V-Day, and when I got to his desk, I found candy and a card from another woman. Apparently, one of his female coworkers decided it would be a good idea to bring my husband a Valentine's Day gift. My husband says it's no big deal. He says that his female coworker was just being nice. He said the card was a funny card, and it was a small box of chocolates like kids give to their classmates. She goes on to say, I still don't find it funny or amusing. My husband says I'm overreacting. I'm still mad. We'll say mad. Isn't that a little weird? I mean, should I say something to the girl or just keep my eyes on the situation?
Oh, I have so many things I could say about this.
What do you think? If this happened with your husband, what do you think?
Well, number one, did she give everyone in the workplace a Valentine? So all the men got one. Or did she just single her husband out and, you know, whatever?
Well, that's one of the things we don't know. I guess we could ask them.
Right. But. Number two, is she ugly or is she hot and pretty?
What do you mean?
That makes all the difference in the world.
No, that
and every
make-
girl that's listening to me right now, woman, knows what I mean. So if the girl comes in and she's not that attractive, I'm not going to be that threatened, I guess.
Okay.
But if she is and she's 20 years younger than me and comes in and she has some type of, pep in her step towards my husband, there's going to be a problem.
I can tell you right now, my wife's reaction would not be pretty. It would not be good.
I don't even want to bring you a card on your birthday. I'm scared of her.
I'm telling you. Okay, so it's K-Fine Group Therapy. It is up. You can actually read the message for yourself and let us know what you think. It's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also, you can call us. Make sure the phone lines are ready. 870-935-KFIN. That's 870-935-5346. K-Fine Group Therapy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
K-Fine Group Therapy is happening right now. Social media has been quick to answer this when people are on the phone lines as well. We'll get to that in a second. But the big question is, a woman goes to surprise her husband at the office on Valentine's Day, and she gets a surprise herself because somebody else has dropped off Valentine's Day goodies for her husband.
Another woman.
It's up on Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also, the phone lines are open. 870-935-KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, good morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. every once in a while, we get a message that we decide is so good it has to make the radio.
And it's fun.
Yeah. So we have to essentially hide the people that it comes from because I'm not going to be responsible.
Right.
But it's K-Fine Group Therapy this morning. Basically, and you can go read this on our social media stuff, but the basic gist of it is a wife goes to her husband's work on Valentine's Day to do the whole, hey, surprise, happy Valentine's. And there's a card on his desk and a box of chocolates from another woman, a coworker, a friend.
Mm.
It was a funny card. It was a box.
I love how you're doing air quotes.
It was a small box of, because I know what would happen.
Uh-huh.
If this happened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what would happen.
The girl dies.
Or no, she'd be mad at me.
When you didn't do anything.
Right. And that would be my argument. I'm just the innocent person here, but, you know, anyway. So it's up on social media. Phone lines are going as well this morning. What's on the Facebook page so far, Kelly?
Jan Gully Graham says, if she gave all of her coworkers candy, you know, and candy in a card, then no biggie. If he was the only one, then I'd say there needs to be some boundaries set. Yep. This is one of my favorites. Savannah Towell says, I would fight her, eat the chocolates, and burn the card.
Oh, dang.
Hashtag Miranda Lambert crazy. Hashtag don't touch my man.
All right. And I would imagine a lot of people feel like that as well. Let's go to the phones. 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Hey, Donna. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was calling to kind of help with the question of the day.
Our group therapy. So we have a little group therapy problem where this woman realizes that some other woman took something to her man. What do you think?
You know, I've been married, Brandon, for 30 years.
Okay.
And I trust my husband. I really did. I'm not saying that just for words. I really do trust my husband.
Right.
And I really think that if this woman had given him something inappropriately, he would take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, I really probably wouldn't think twice about it. You know, I would enjoy the candy. He would bring it home to me.
Hey, we appreciate your call, Donna, and we hope you have a good weekend, okay?
Not a problem.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
All right, bye. 870-935-KFINE, your direct line to the KFINE studios, or facebook.com/KFIN1079. It's also up on Twitter. If you're on Twitter only, it's Brandon on KFIN. KFINE Group Therapy this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
KFINE Group Therapy, it's happening. And man, there's all kinds of opinions. The full message we got on our DMs has been posted, but the essential story is a girl, a wife, goes to her husband's office to surprise him on Valentine's Day. She got the surprise because there was a box of chocolates and a card from a coworker there, a female coworker. So people are kind of fired up. I saw one person who tweeted at me. You can always tweet the show to Brandon on KFIN on Twitter. Jenna says, I would find out how long he's been cheating with the coworker. One of my friends, Will Gibson, wrestling referee, he said, there's a fine line there. Did said coworker buy all the other guys in the office the same thing or just him? Bottom line is he's married and it shouldn't be happening.
We have some on Facebook as well. Glenn Pillow says, sounds like we get free chocolate. Who cares? And then Michelle Locke says, trust your man. So what if he does have a crush? Or if she has a crush, he's yours. Take it as a compliment. You have someone that other people see value in. Now, if you can't trust him, that's a whole other issue to be looked into.
I don't know, man. I just know how my wife would react if she came here and somebody else had brought me Valentine's Day stuff.
Right.
I don't think she would be, as my mother would say, a happy camper.
Right.
So, it's KFINE Group Therapy this morning, facebook.com/KFIN1079 or 870-935-KFINE. My name is Brandon.
I'm Kelly.
A little bit of, is it Bobby or Peter who had the voice cracking in Sunshine Day?
I think it was Peter.
You think it's Peter?
Yeah.
Because Bobby was the little one.
Yes.
And Peter was...
He was more the junior high age at that time.
Peter was.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get past Peter and go to this.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Katy Perry. She is engaged to Orlando Bloom. So they've been together about 3 years on and off again. And there's several pictures on Instagram, including a picture of herself in Orlando, as well as her huge vintage pink engagement ring. She captioned it, "Full bloom." So she can be seen crying under this heart-shaped arch, and everything looks like Valentine's Day, but she's wearing a pink dress with a huge heart, with huge heart-shaped earrings, a blingy heart belt around her waist, and nails that match the ring. So if you want to see all of the pictures of Katy Perry's engagements, they're up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Do you get it, the caption? Because I didn't at first.
Full bloom. His name's Orlando Bloom.
Legitimately, I saw that at 4 o'clock this morning.
And you didn't get it.
And I just now got it.
Wow.
It took me 4.5 hours.
You're just now awake.
Hey, gotcha gossip on Kim Kardashian's Valentine's Day. So Kanye West gets heat about everything he does. But like, he really loves Kim Kardashian, right?
Yes.
And you just rolled your eyes, but he really does.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he does.
So there's this really cool post that Kim has made where she goes in on Valentine's Day and opens the door in their house. And there are hundreds of single stem roses all in their own vases across the floor. And in the middle of the floor, in the middle of all of these roses and vases, is the musician Kenny G. Kenny G is there in their
home. Wow.
This is what it sounds like. Somebody tell me what song that is.
I think it's one of his instrumental ones. It's just very popular. It's the one he's known for.
But it sounds to me like, "No, I love you."
Hmm.
There's moments, man.
You are so red right now.
Because that was a real moment. Like, you're in the car with me and I'm saying, "Hey, Leslie, what is that song?" "I love you. I don't know much. But I know I love you.
Linda Ronstadt.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you can check it out. That's not the song he was doing. Okay, thank you. That post is up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on Cardi B. So Cardi and Bruno Mars have already collaborated in the past with the song Finesse. Well, today, Cardi B and Bruno just dropped a brand new song called Please Me. Here's what it sounds like.
So we were going to post the entire song on the blog.
But to hear the full song, you're going to have to go to YouTube because we can't post it.
I can't be responsible for those words. Kelly wrote that song.
Yeah.
I was so concerned by it. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you that David the Barrel Boy was invited back into the studios. And guess what? He's made it.
He even still has his backpack on.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, David.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
How's the afternoon shift?
Okay.
He misses us.
Do you miss us any?
Yeah, I miss y'all.
What do you do in the room by yourself now?
That's a very awkward question, but I take care of business.
Oh. Taking care of business.
What business is that?
I take care of a great radio show.
All right. So we were going through the history on Google Chrome.
What are you getting at?
I know you think nobody can see this because the private browser.
What? Okay. What history did you find in here? I'm the only one who comes in this room.
I know nothing about what he's about to say.
You mean to read it out?
No, I don't want you to read it out because I probably didn't do it.
Because you feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty. What are you talking about?
I'll just screenshot it.
No, don't screenshot it. What is it?
What is it, Brandon?
I can't. Really, we can't
just
say
spell,
some of these. It's
spell
work
it.
Time.
Spell it.
Stepmoms.
Oh, please.
I don't know. He's weird. David, the average wedding cost, I figured it out today. There's a deal where like a brochure puts it out, like what the average wedding is costing in 2019. I want to give you the chance to guess what you think you're going to spend on your wedding.
And it's just an average.
Yeah. So this is the average number about, oh, man.
Like, what do you think when you guys go all in, everything, wedding, reception, flowers, honeymoon, what do you think it's going to cost you?
Oh, dude, probably, I would say anywhere from like $7,000 to $10,000.
Okay, well, yours is going to suck.
What's that supposed to mean?
The average wedding now costs $33,000.
Shut up.
Average. That's average.
They say the reception venue alone is showing like $15,000. $1,600 for the dress. $2,400 for flowers. Like this, these expenses are crazy. The photographer is almost $3,000. The wedding band is over $4,000. The DJ service is $1,300. Liquor over $2,500.
Wow.
How do people afford this?
Food price per guest over $70. The bridesmaid's dress on average is $142. The wedding cake is $528. The rehearsal dinner to feed the people in the wedding is almost $1,300.
David, here's what I'll do for you. I'll bring my iPhone. I'll take the pictures.
Okay.
I will also officiate.
All right. And I'll stream the websites David looks at on Google Chrome to the screen for entertainment.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kane Brown did something really sweet for his fiance, Caitlin, for Valentine's Day. She was gone. She comes back to the house. And when she walks in the door, she's kind of not paying a lot of attention. She looks up and realizes there's roses all through the walkway, all the way to the living room. Candles lit all through the house. This is her reaction when she gets home.
Hey. Oh my God. Stop.
It's pretty sweet, that reaction. And the video of the house is up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brothers Osborne just released a really emotional video for their current single, I Don't Remember Me. Here's what it sounds like.
Did I take a last call, stranger? Oh, so I wouldn't have to wake up alone. I heard I was a wild one. Town song, but I really don't recall. Heard I was a fast one, oh, this was the last one, waiting for the other shoe to fall. I've seen pictures and I've heard stories about the boy I used to be, but I don't remember me. Was I just a...
Check out the video. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And if you're a fan of The Bachelor, get ready. Country music is going to be coming up on The Bachelor on Monday because one of my favorite new singers, he's going to be on there. We're talking Brett Young.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose our track of time. Let the world's been known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven.
Brett Young on The Bachelor coming up on Monday. And that is your country music news.
So baby, let's just stay here tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Heads up, y'all. WWE is in Jonesboro 1 week from today. And we have your chance to win front row floor seats this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, like and share the post. It's pretty obvious. Braun Strowman, the monster among men. Get these hands.
Sasha Banks. I know you're excited about that one.
That is exciting to me. Anyway, your chance to win front row floor seats. I have never been on the front row for WWE in my entire life. I am 30 years old.
And you're the biggest wrestling fan I know.
But we're putting somebody on the front row. Facebook.com/KFIN. 107.9, go like, share for the chance to win. And we hope you guys have a great weekend.
See you later.